Google it on Media Matters.
Now, this was a terrible incident out in a school in near Cleveland. It's called Success Tech. It's one of those alternative schools. 85% African-American. 85%. First thing you see when you see the pictures today is a whole bunch of black kids. And that was true. The whole deal there at Success Tech was that, in this case, the shooter that came into that school and shot the teachers, he was after the teachers, were terrorizing black kids. Am I not supposed to say that? Angry Rich, did I say something I'm not supposed to say?
According to David Brock, no.
Media Matters for America.
Gorgeous.
A Soros-backed, Hillary Clinton-backed media hit job website.
It's super fabulous.
Is after me today because of what I said last night, and they are calling me a racist for what I said about this deal at Success Tech in Cleveland, where the white kid came in and shot a couple of teachers and a couple of students and killed himself. And I think naturally, when you look at these kind of incidents, especially if you're a show like this one, which deals straight up as an honest broker with some of the most serious problems that are affecting and afflicting the black community in this country, naturally, we would look at it and say, hey, gun in school, 85% black school, has the hip-hop community made its way onto campus? And finally, you know, finally brought the carnage of the streets into the schools. Well, while our antenna may have been up for that, the facts soon intervened. And it turned out that the shooter was not black.
And we went on the air and made the premise of the entire hour the fact that we got it wrong.
Well, and that there were certain observations to be made from these circumstances anyway.
To have a RIP sign on your MySpace page.
This is yesterday. You can't deny it. I mean, there's a gazillion of those things out there, and the kids are listening on their iPods, and the kids listening on their iPods are not all black kids. Some white kids listen, too.
This kid was a Marilyn Manson fan.
It's a goth type.
Yes.
So he wasn't picking up the hip-hop?
I don't think so, John.
Right, and I... Well...
See, tongue-in-cheek, being honest brokers.
He was a Marilyn Manson type. Anybody get hold of Marilyn Manson? You know, why do you inspire so many kids to go shoot all their classmates? And that led to another observation on my part, and this, once again, is from yesterday, and seems to have gotten me in trouble. Angry Rich, you know why I knew that this, through our afternoon of mystery, wondering about the kid that was the shooter, I knew this was not a classic hip-hop shooting.
How's that, John?
He killed himself. Hip-hoppers do not kill themselves. They walk away. Now, I didn't need to hear the kid was white and with blonde hair. Once he'd shot himself in the head, no hip-hopper. No hip-hopper. Now, can you... What an unbelievable thing for Gibson to say.
Now, people on these blogs are horrified that you're conflating people who commit violence in the inner city with quote-unquote hip-hoppers.
I don't know why. I mean, why would they not? I mean, where do they think these kids are getting these messages of, you know, loading an extra shot in their Mac?
Let me show you how.
Let me show you how I do this.
Now the Rugo, I got 16.
Rugo.
I got a fully loaded clip. I put 16 in the clip. I put it in. I cock that one in the head. I take a fully loaded clip. I put another one in the clip. I put it back. I got a fully loaded clip.
Got a fully loaded clip. I mean, why would you think young African American kids would, you know, be so enamored of messing around with guns? I mean, it's only in every third hip-hop song. Media Matters trashed me for saying these things, which I think were just obvious. look, the question on the table is, I'm being accused of being a racist for making this observation about an issue we've been talking about here for over a year, and that is the black-on-black boundaries of the African-American community. And when I say I knew this shooter yesterday wasn't black when he committed suicide, because that's not what African-American gangster shooters do. They don't shoot somebody and then say, oh, I'm so unhappy. This is such a scar on my soul. I got to shoot myself in the head. Am I right about that or wrong about that?
John, you're right. And
thank
I
you.
Don't call you a racist. I mean, we got black leaders saying the same identical thing you're saying.
Thank you. Embarrassing for some reason. I looked at the quotes. I said, well, they quoted me accurately. What exactly is it they're complaining about? I don't get it. Of course the guy in Cleveland was a white kid. He committed suicide. Gangster shooters don't do that. They're happy they got off the first shot. They're happy they killed the guy they were aiming at. They get in their car and they move on down the road. Probably looking over their shoulders a little bit. 888-788-9910. It's Gibson on Fox, trying to deal with important issues, and I got these people in the peanut gallery calling me a racist. It's unfair, isn't it?